Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how many countries have hosted Pieces for Peace workshops so far? City Arts is a nonprofit public arts and education organization founded in 1989 by Tzipi Ben-Haim, who created the organization because she wanted the voices of our youth to be heard. She developed 5 different programs that bring together children and youth with professional artists to create public art in New York City and beyond. City Arts empowers youth through the creation of murals and mosaics that transform their community, impact their lives, and address social and civic issues. Tzipi holds a BA from Tel Aviv University and a master's degree from New York University. Outside of her work with City Arts, Tzipi is an accomplished poet, writer, public speaker, and art critic for various magazines and foreign press outlets. The Pieces for Peace Project organizes workshops for young people between the ages of 10 and 18, in which they create a 6-inch or 15-centimeter square work of art that answers the question, "What does peace look like to you?" The pieces are then assembled to form mosaics, which form a traveling exhibit which has so far visited a number of countries and is now in Spain at the Jewish Community of Madrid, where it will be on display until the end of November. We spoke with Tzipi about City Arts and the Pieces for Peace project. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Tzipi. First, can you tell us a little bit about your own background, where you're from, what your educational background is, that sort of thing?
Well, it's very simple. I come from the 3 troublemaking countries in the world. I was born in Russia, where I got the passionate Mama Earth, Mother Earth. I was raised in Israel, where you get the chutzpah. And now I'm already 39 years in America, where I did my master's degree, the higher education, where I learned how to put things together, packaging it, marketing it. America is amazing doing that. So 3 countries, many languages, traveling the world, and knowing one thing, and one thing that is very, very important for our youth, is that you have to go after your passion. As a little girl, I wanted to catch the sun. And my father told me, if you dream it, you can do it. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't. So I believe that everyone has a sun to catch. And it's time to catch it. Never too late.
That's especially important for little girls,
I think. And boys, too.
I mean, to encourage girls to do whatever they want and to know that they can do whatever they want to do, especially years ago when it wasn't that common, I think.
Right. It's very interesting because I have 2 older brothers, and what was very interesting is that my father had the dream on me. And he constantly said, "Tzipke fire, and you can do it, and go for it." And of course, my brothers were successful, each in their own way. But yes, the encouragement was amazing, and never anybody can stop me. That's it.
So tell us briefly what City Arts is, what its mission is.
So City Arts is a not-for-profit organization that I founded in 1989, and it's all about bringing youth and professional artists together. So they will create public art. During this creative process, they impact their lives and transform their communities. And that is very important. I always say the creative process is as important as the end result. The creative process gives you the opportunity to voice your opinions, to voice yourself, to understand what you want and where you are going. The end result, the picture perfect, after we put all the pieces of the puzzle together, gives you the opportunity to be encouraged and empowered every time you see the mural or the mosaic again and again.
So where do these people come from? Who are the artists and who are the kids?
Kids are coming from all different communities, five boroughs of New York City. The artists are very interesting artists. Those are artists who are not only interested in doing their own art, but they are interested in doing art with the community, with youth. There are more teachers, and some of them that start not as teachers, they sometimes become teachers and influenced by the creative process in such an empowered way that they go to be an artist.
Can you tell us about the different programs that you created? I think there were five, weren't there?
Yeah. So the different programs in 89, when I realized what we have to deal with, and I do want the voices of our youth to be heard. By the way, I feel that the power of our youth is being wasted. We're not paying attention to our kids. We're telling them what to do instead of asking them what to do. And this way we're wasting a very, very important element of ideas and curiosity and imagination that can help our society in a big way. The five programs, they start with community identity. Who you are, where are you coming from, and where do you go? So we are building actually a bridge for them. The second one is Kids for Justice murals. It all started from my son, who when he was about 3-4 years old, he would always talk to me about, he is Libra, by the way, born on Rosh Hashanah. And he would constantly tell me, Mom, this is not fair. This is not right. So I said, you are my kid for justice. And when all the killings started in the schools, we decided we have to do something. And we created the Kids for Justice mural program, where we take our kids to court, and they speak with the judge, and they see a court in action. Actually what is happening there, a case, and they understand that you don't want to get there. You have to stay away from that. Stay constantly on the right way. The third one is the global heartwarming. It's to raise awareness to climate change and global warming and celebrate nature. The fourth one is Our Young Minds Build Bridges, that was started right after 9/11, because we realized how terrible it is that our kids in New York are not connected at all to the world outside of them. After 9/11, they all were asking, why are they doing it to us? We're good people. Well, who are they? I asked them. They didn't know. They didn't realize that New York is the heart of the world, but there are other wonderful people out there, other cultures, other religions, and so on, and we have to connect. So I decided to create a bridge for them. Young Minds Build Bridges with the Pieces for Peace project that they create now in 73 countries. That's the program that I'm very, very much behind it. And we need to connect our kids as much as possible, as fast as possible. And there are 193 countries around the world under the UN flag. So I have still a very long way to go to cover them all.
You mentioned the murals. Tell us about the murals.
So the murals are really celebrating the community in different ways. But when the artist is starting to work with the youth, what's very, very important, he comes and asks them what to do. what they would like to see on the wall. Through their ideas and workshops and thoughts of what they would like to see, what will empower them, what interests them in a positive way, they get all the negative way and ideas out of the way, and they concentrate on the right positive way. And the artist then goes home, creates the mock-up maquette, and through that maquette, we are seeing every idea that the kids talked about in the workshops. And I myself, as an art critic, go through that. I give them the yes or no. We discuss the what can be there, what cannot be there, how to adjust it. And the murals then are painted with our youth. And the director on the project is always the professional artist. And they are amazing. They are huge murals. They are very powerful, and they transform the community completely.
Where are these murals?
All around the five boroughs, but of course not on Fifth Avenue. Okay? So they are where walls are crying for attention, where the community cries for attention, where we understand that it's very important for them to create and see their work there, because each time they create the work in their community, that empowers them back, that gives them an opportunity to live their lives according to what they think, what they want, what they visualize. And now we have peace walls around the world as well.
Well, first of all, I wanted to ask you, who gives the permission for these murals? Is it something that the local city government does?
Well, it's interesting that you ask, because that's the first question that when I come and to the workshops and I tell the kids that we're going to paint a mural on that wall in their school or their community or outside somewhere, always a small hand comes up. And very quietly they ask, and what if we will get caught? And I tell them, guess what? The mayor is giving us the permission to paint that. The owner of the building is giving us the permission to work on their walls. So when you really want to express something terrific that helps the community and the kids in the community, yes, they all want it. It's not just a question of taking the graffiti spray can and walking around and spraying it. That's wrong. That you will be caught. And that is a waste of your money, your time, your ideas, your curiosity, your imagination. But with us, they come and they express themselves in the best ways possible, in the way they want to express themselves, and the works are on the walls for tens and tens of years. Some of them, you know, now in almost 30 years.
You mentioned other places in the world. Where else have you done this?
Well, after 9/11, as I mentioned, we created the Young Minds Build Bridges program, through which we're creating Pieces for Peace workshops, now in 73 countries. And based on these workshops, the ideas that the kids are creating and painting, and they are in this exhibit right here in the Jewish Community Center, based on their works, we're creating peace walls, mosaic peace walls in their countries. So we have one in Manhattan in Harlem, a 216-meter wall, an amazing peace wall based on most of the New York kids and some of the kids from around the world. That was the first one, the first mosaic peace wall in Harlem in 2005. Afterwards came Karachi, Pakistan, and these kids in the international school insisted on creating a peace wall. And they called me up and asked, what shall we do? How should we go about it? I said, just walk around Karachi and find walls and decide which one you want. Then you need to ask the owner. So they did find a wall on the Iranian embassy. And they went to the Iranian embassy and they asked. And the Iranian embassy, after they heard, who is going to do that? It's an American program and it's an Israeli director. And they said, no. So they called me up. They were very upset. And I said, you know what? You are now so enthusiastic and you have a goal. You're going to find a much better wall. A week later, they called me and they said, guess what? We just got permission to create this wall right across from the Iranian embassy where they will see the wall on a daily basis. And it's a wall of their park, of the Karachi park. And that was amazing how they, the first time they realized what power they have to influence, to show people that don't want peace, to bring it right to their daily life so they will be able to enjoy it and maybe change their minds too. Okay, so that was the second. Then the third one is in Israel. We created it with about 12 Arab schools in Jaffa, Tel Aviv, and another 10 Jewish schools. It's right in Ajami, very Arabic community, and right across from the Peres Peace Center. And the President Peres was a part of it. So I was extremely happy with that. Kids realized that both sides want the same thing. The Christians, the Arabs, the Jewish kids want to play, want to express themselves, want to live in peace. The fourth one in the UK, in London, after a year of terrible events, and right at the start of the Olympic Games, we created that. The fifth in Berlin. Where else but Berlin needs a peace wall, and it's in a historic neighborhood right in front of the Mendelssohn graveyard. And it became a place where everyone comes and visits. It's really on the tourist map. Just amazing. Right on that ground, there are still foundations of the senior citizens' home that was there. And I, as a daughter of parents, that their parents vanished in the Holocaust, for me it was magic to bring peace to a place where my grandparents, who weren't in Berlin but were in Russia and Poland, vanished, were killed, died, and here I am bringing some peace to other senior citizens.
Tell us about the project that you're doing here in Madrid, Pieces for Peace. How does it work? What does it consist of? Who participates? And then what is done with the pieces that are created?
Well, I'm going to be at the Ebbing-Virol School tomorrow, and it's really to add more pieces for peace, 6x6 inches artworks that are created by kids, to our traveling exhibition that is right now here at the community center. I was invited by David Hatchowell to show this exhibition, and it will celebrate the Jewish centenary here, which is a huge thing for me, to bring peace to Spain and in Madrid. It's extremely important. From here, in the end of November, it's going to the United Nations, and it will be exhibited there in Geneva. So the Pieces for Peace are really giving a voice, imagination, for people to see what our kids are thinking, what do they want to achieve in life. And hopefully here at this exhibition, adults will understand that it's time to listen to our kids, because when kids create, they do not destroy. And if we will give them and empower them to be able to create as much as possible wherever they are, they will stay away from trouble, that's for sure.
When did the traveling exhibition start, and where else has it been?
The traveling exhibition started around 2008, when we had about 20 countries that participated. It started in Queens, New York, at a community center there that celebrated 300 different cultural backgrounds. It went to the Lincoln Center. From there, it went to the United Nations in New York. From there, it went to Berlin. It went to the Saatchi Center Museum in London. It really spanned quite many countries, I think about 20. It was in Israel, in the Journalist House. And it's amazing. At first, I thought it will be just a few years and nobody will ask for it again. But it goes on now since 2005, since we started the program, and we constantly get requests for this exhibition. And every time the exhibition, even in Egypt, every time this exhibition is shown, more countries are interested. So hopefully after Geneva, we actually already have plans for Paris. But again, as I said, the workshops were done in 73 countries. We hope to be in 193 countries under the UN flag. So whoever is listening and has their countries ready to work with us, we will be there.
So it gets bigger and bigger, I imagine.
Absolutely, constantly. There are about 300 pieces in the traveling exhibition here, and they represent 73 countries. But every time we get more countries, we just take away a few artworks from the multiples that we have of one given country, and that's how we continue.
I noticed on your webpage that you have supporters called Ambassadors for Peace who are from many different countries that really otherwise have very little in common and sometimes don't even get along with each other, but they're mostly well-known people. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
You know, it's amazing. I always say people make peace with people, not with papers. And if we will let our kids talk, they will create peace. If we will let our ambassadors to the UN talk around the dinner table and make agreements there, and they actually will stick, there will be peace. So, for instance, Ambassador Gillerman was one of the ambassadors that introduced to me the ambassador from Pakistan and the ambassador from Germany. And that's how it started rolling. The ambassador from Pakistan then introduced me an ambassador from Qatar. And the Qatar ambassador actually gave us an evening of peace in his chambers. So everything is possible. The UN ambassadors, like Ambassador Prosor, the most recent ambassador that just left back to Israel, he was constantly open to connect me with other UN ambassadors. These are my ambassadors for peace. They connect me to more countries, and we create more art, we create more shows, we create, hopefully, more peace walls.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
If there is anything that I'm constantly trying for people to understand and remember, it's just one thing. Remember, when kids create, they do not destroy. Empower them, engage them. Now, don't let them go to the negative side. They will always stay positive if they have a real goal in life. And they will develop their passion and their goals in life. if we, the adults, will give them the opportunity to catch their son.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner @RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.